The coronavirus is impacting politics as usual in Massachusetts. The state legislature is looking at ways it might operate virtually. With events including St. Patrick's parades and breakfasts being canceled, there are fewer and fewer opportunities for retail politicking. And the Massachusetts Democratic Party has postponed the remaining caucuses to select delegates to this spring's nominating convention. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with the chair of the Springfield Democratic City Committee, Jesse Letterman.
And what they have indicated is they're going to sort of see how things develop, and that, you know, if the danger passes, if the Department of Public Health indicates that, you know, those types of gatherings don't pose any particular threat of pushing any sort of peak epidemic, then we would, you know, reschedule them. But in the event that they do not, or that it does not in a timely manner pass, then they indicated that they would put into place some sort of alternative method of selecting delegates, and they have not yet indicated what that alternative method would be. I can't even say what I think it might be at this time.
What was the status of the caucuses in Springfield? You do it by ward, correct? Explain how the whole thing works.
Sure. So, you know, basically a caucus for the convention is an opportunity to elect delegates or representatives from your community to attend the state Democratic convention. The convention's held every year. In some years, we're working on nominating candidates for a position, as we are right now for the U.S. Senate election with Senator Markey and Joe Kennedy. And then in other years, we're just meeting to review the Democratic Party platform, hold trainings, and otherwise hear from party officials. So the caucuses, you have to be elected to go and do that as an official representative if you want to be a voting member of the convention. And you elect it based on where you live. In Springfield, because we're one of the larger cities, we're actually divided up into wards. And so each ward holds an election. Any Democrat is eligible to attend the caucus, vote in the caucus, and run as a delegate in the caucus. In their ward. And so we have held, the majority of our wards have held their caucuses. However, there are three, I believe, Ward 3, Ward 7, and Ward 2, who all have not yet held their caucuses, who have been scheduled to hold their caucuses in the next 2 weeks. And so, you know, I'll be checking in with their chairman and also with the chairman of the state party and following, you know, what the state party decides to do in this case.
Of course, the big contest that's to be voted on at the convention, still scheduled to take place in May, is the contest between Senator Ed Markey and Congressman Joe Kennedy, who's challenging Markey in the primary, and the convention would endorse one of the two. How might this disruption affect that?
Well, you know, again, I have not experienced in my 10 years of activism with the party this sort of event where caucuses were canceled, although I understand the reasoning behind it. So I can't imagine that we would hold the vote or hold the convention without a full complement of delegates having been had the opportunity to be elected from community. So I think that what I want will be asking is, what does the alternative method of selection look like if that is indeed the direction that they want to go? But certainly, and I know the campaigns on both sides agree, that we have to, you know, put the public health of voters and residents first. And so while this may change the process a little bit, I don't think that there's anybody saying, you know, caucuses should go on at all costs. You know, we want to make sure that we're following the guidelines and best practices that the public health department laid out at this time.